Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and just a reminder, because of the fluid and changing news that's happening today, we're going to go to NPR's Here and Now programming right after this show at 1 o'clock Central, noon Mountain, instead of Science Friday for this Friday only. So we're broadcasting from the 4850-foot level, our annual, can I say it's an annual broadcast? Joining me now at the table is Mike Headley, the Executive Director of the Sanford Underground Research Facility. Thanks for coming back.
You bet.
And also Connie Walter, the Communications Director here at SURF as well. Thanks for putting all this together.
Had a lot of help with that.
Appreciate it. So, Mike, let's start with you and give us the latest updates happening here at the lab.
Yeah, you just heard from Elizabeth about the science side of one of the big experiments coming in, DUNE, or the Deep Underground Neutrino Experiment. We've been preparing for getting the facility constructed for the experiment to come in and have been working on the design for the facility. We're planning to actually start construction, assuming, I always have to say, assuming approvals by Congress and Department of Energy and funding, we're expecting to actually start construction of the Long Baseline Neutrino Facility next year in 2017. And our goal is to get all the systems in place that we need to be there to move rock to the surface and so forth to construct these big caverns. That'll start in 2017, and then starting in 2018, we'll start actual excavation of rock. We're going to be excavating on the order of about 500,000 cubic yards of rock down on the 4850 to support DUNE. And so incredibly exciting times to get geared up for that. At the peak of that construction, we're expecting to have close to 200 people underground throughout a day, which is quite a bit for us. So that's really been one of the main focuses, is getting ready for that construction project and so forth. So in addition to that, we've got another experiment coming in, the next generation dark matter experiment. We've talked about this a bit before. The Lux Zeppelin experiment, which will be, in essence, about 30 times the mass of the Lux experiment. So Lux has about 370 kilograms of liquid xenon, and LZ will basically, it'll have 10 metric tons of xenon as part of the target. So the state has really stepped up in helping contribute to that project. We're funding about 80% of the xenon that will go into that. And so I've been in the xenon market, which has been kind of exciting, and we've put some partnerships in place with University of South Dakota, South Dakota State University, the Community Foundation, and also with the governor as well, to put together the funding for the xenon and also the facility experiment or facility side of LZ, what it will need for facility modifications to be able to host that experiment here.
And would it stay in the same location, or would you need to move if it's a larger experiment?
It will be in the Davis Cavern, just like Lux is. So Lux, you know, I've been talking about the future experiments. We've had a lot of great activity over the last year with our existing experiments. The Lux experiment in particular, on the 2nd of May, completed their 300 live day data taking run. And so they're calibrating the instrument, doing kind of what they're calling end-game calibrations right now. And then they'll be removing the experiment a few months from now from the Davis Cavern to get ready for LZ to come and start operating in 2019.
So it's going to totally be removed?
It will be removed. The experiment equipment itself, and then we have some facility modifications that we'll be constructing kind of in the break between Lux and LZ, and then LZ will start to bring their equipment on site a couple of years from now.
Okay, and so how do you get that much liquid down here?
It comes in basically in gas bottles, like you would see, you know, a bottle of nitrogen or what have you. We buy the xenon, and then it gets shipped to SLAC, the SLAC laboratory out in Menlo Park, California. And there are members of the LZ collaboration that have put together equipment to purify the xenon to get it to the quality level or the level of purity that they need for the experiment. And then after that happens, as they get the experiment here on site, they'll ship that xenon out in gas bottles to put into the detector.
Talk a little bit about removing that much rock from this place. Is it all going to go up to the surface, or what's going to happen?
It will. When we constructed the Davis campus that we're in right now, we removed about 18,000 tons of rock, and we were able to put that rock in existing spaces underground. Now, with LBNF, I talked about 500,000 cubic yards of material. That's about 800,000 tons of rock. And so we'll be taking that to the surface. We've recently got easements in place with Barrick Gold Corporation, Homestake, basically, and also the City of Lead to construct a conveyor system from our property over to the southeast corner of the open cut. And so we'll excavate the rock. We will bring it to the surface up the raw shaft, and we'll crush it twice and then convey it over to the open cut for final placement.
And it'll just go there.
Yep.
What if there's gold?
Well, that would be great.
Is that a common question?
I get that question actually all the time. And when the property was donated by Homestake many years ago, one of the stipulations of that agreement was we could not mine gold for commercial purposes. So I'm sure it'll be really interesting if we find some. One of the reasons that the area that we're constructing doesn't have any excavation in it is because Homestake didn't believe there was gold there. So the chances are pretty low that we'll find gold there.
So a lot of activity coming. And so what does that do just for bringing people up and down and the maximum number of occupants that you can have here as well?
That's a great question, because currently the maximum number of people we can have underground is 72. Mm-hmm. And so we've been refurbishing the raw shaft since August of 2012. That'll be done September of 2017. And when that shaft has been refurbished, we'll be able to operate it at a much higher speed than we have been in the past. And then also we'll be expanding the outfitting of our refuge chamber down on the 4850 as well. And all these things will allow us to be able to raise our headcount to probably close to 200 people that we can have underground at any given time.
Okay. And Connie, you're here. It's Neutrino Day weekend. Lots of things happening.
This is a great year. I mean, we've got tonight we've got Jason Cruzan from NASA. You had a great talk with him. We're really excited about that. He's going to be at the Opera House. And before that, we've also got our Star Stuff art show that's going to be up at the Opera House. Kids grades 3 through 12 submitted some amazing artwork, and so we're excited to have people see that. Tomorrow we have a full day of activities. Holy cow, we've got Science Steve from SDPB. Mm-hmm. He's going to be up at the lab doing his wild science demonstrations. We've got displays up at the lab. We're doing something a little different this year with our hoist room tours. We're asking people to park downtown and get a ticket at the visitor center and get a time for a hoist room tour so they don't have to wait in line. And they can even wear sandals this year. So it's quite a bit different than it was last year. And then also we've got activities. Oh, my gosh, activities in Manuel Brothers Park for kids, science activities. We've got the Geodome at the Opera House on the stage again. We have, we're going to have a scavenger hunt at the visitor center. We have video chats at the visitor center with our emergency response team. So they're going to actually be doing a rope rescue demonstration. That's going to be fun. CASPAR, our nuclear astrophysics experiment here on the 4850 is going to be talking about their new experiment and getting geared up and ready to start that. We also have Elizabeth Worcester and Dan McKenzie doing talks tomorrow at the Opera House. So this is a full day. And the other thing we're doing new is we're offering these talks twice. Each talk is offered twice so that if you miss it the first time, you can try to catch it at another time during the day. So it's just a full day. And then again, Jason Cruzan will be doing our Science Cafe, sponsored by SDPB. Yeah. So we're really excited.
And scientists are going to be underground as well?
Yes, we're going to have scientists underground doing their chats from here. So CASPAR, we'll be talking to the CASPAR folks from the CASPAR Cavern at the Ross campus, and the emergency response team will also be at the 4850 level. So folks will be able to do a video chat with them, ask questions, and just find out all the great things that they're doing.
And real quick, Radiolab producers were here last year?
Yes, they were.
Earlier in the year?
Yes.
And we're going to put a link to that Radio Lab broadcast. It really explains the Lux experiment as well on our website.
Just a quick note about that, too, Kara, is they won the Raw Science Film Festival Award for that production. It was an amazing, amazing production. So, yes, you'll want to grab that if you can.
Right, and give a different level of understanding. So I want to thank you both. We're out of time for the broadcast today. So thanks again for hosting us, being here with us as well. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.